Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We're coming at you here Sunday evening. It's 7 o'clock on the East Coast, and we just got an important message for everybody out there. So we wanted to reach out to everybody. If you are in Louisville or in or around the Louisville area, this is a call out to you. If you live in the Louisville area, if you are a follower of, or a supporter of Redneckinize, and you live or in or around the area of Louisville, Kentucky, send us an email. It's redneckinize@usa.com, or it's tiffany@redneckinize.com. That's T-I-F-F-I-N-I at redneckinize.com, or edprince@redneckinize.com. That's E-D-P-R-I-N-C-E at redneckinize.com. You go to our website, and it says contact us. That's going to be to our redneckinize@usa.com. You can send us a message there. Give us a holler, and we need your help. So get in touch with us. If you have time and you feel like you can help us out, just let us know that you're there, and we'll reach out to you, and we'll discuss everything we got going on and things that we're looking into. So we really appreciate everybody's support and everything that we've been going on. If you don't know already, we've been touching around with trying to get a hold of people, because we've been pretty much blocked from being able to attend the Cardinal Stadium parking lot. They are not allowing any. So we've been talking to other charities out there, and we've been told that there haven't been allowed anybody. Nobody is going to be allowed to set up in the parking lot to serve food to other drivers. You can only bring stuff to serve yourself, and that's it. So everybody out there, if you live or you're somewhere around the Louisville, Kentucky area, and you can, you know, get around that town, we need your help. And just give us a holler. Like I said, redneckinize.com. Go to our website. Give us a call there. If you're listening now, you know, ring it up, 516-387-1733, and we'll get your information, and we'll stay in contact with you. And like I said, if you're a supporter of Redneckinize, and you feel like you got time to help us out, or you feel like you need to help us, let us know. And we appreciate everything you're doing. And also, we want to tell anybody, any other charity out there that we have not yet talked to, any other charity organization or any kind of group, if you're some kind of, like, you know, small group of truckers that have always been able to set up there and cook for people, maybe you want to, like, you know, cook a big meal and have other people join in and everything. And if you've been told that you can't set up, or you don't know if you've been told you can't set up or not, like I said, get in contact with us as well. It's redneckinize@usa.com, and we appreciate everybody that can help us out with that. We're trying to just stand together and get everybody's information and kind of just look at each other and say, hey, how can we help each other out? That's what we're trying to do. So we appreciate anybody that can do that support for us and do everything like that. We're going to get on Facebook, and we're going to get on YouTube and everything, and we'll add all that to us. And so yeah, we're gonna get rolling on that and try to get out to people as much as we can. We appreciate everybody's support on that. And until then, I'm gonna get things out of the way. I got some other computer work to get done here. We're gonna take a little break, and we'll be right back.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? Just like a bandit run.
trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch on Bandit Run. Old Smokey's got them ears on, he's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, load it up and truck it. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch your bandit run.
Lots of rolling wheels and shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living, working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from, right south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecues, signs it finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven. Where I come from.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money.
What's going on?
Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
All right, Facebook Live, we're back on here. We're doing our radio show. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio. Call in 516-387-1733. Appreciate everybody joining along, following along, seeing what's going on. So we got a really important message for everybody tonight. A call to action. We need as many people to help as we can. We are trying to make sure that we are getting ready for the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. So what's going on is we need help. Anybody that lives in or around or near Louisville, Kentucky, please contact us. If you are a supporter of Redneck and Eyes and you want to see good things happen for Redneck and Eyes, we need your help. If you live in or around the area of Louisville, Kentucky, and you've got time to kind of help us out, then give us a holler. Send us an email at redneckandeyes@usa.com. Get on our website, redneckandeyes.com. You can see the contact us. Send us an email. Let us know. We need your help. So if you got some time and you live in around the Louisville area, let us know. We need your help. We really appreciate it. We'll get everything out to you, what we're trying to do. So, and also, what we've done is we've pretty much been told we've been banned from the parking lot. We cannot set up anything. We cannot put any kind of food, entertainment, anything larger than just for ourselves. And we've been talking with other charity groups that have often set up at that parking lot year after year, and look, sounds like they've been told the same thing. So there are other charity groups that we have not yet talked to, and we would like to reach out to them too. So if you are a charity group or any kind of like large group of truckers or supporters, and you've always been able to or have been wanting to set up in the parking lot, and you have either been told or not yet been told, but you don't know for sure, give us a holler. Let us know. We're trying to just stick together and get everybody together on the same page and find out what we can do to help each other. So send us an email as well, redneckandeyes@usa.com, or get on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Send us a message. We really need your help. We would like to help you help everybody else. And we're trying to, you know, it's like us truckers got to stick together. So we're talking about, you know, the Mid-America Trucking Show happening in March at the Cardinal Stadium parking lot. It's usually a free parking lot. Truckers get set up there. They get food and everything. Well, the food and everything has been told we're not allowed to do that. So if you've ever been there in the past and you've always seen, like, maybe there's been other things set up there that have been provided by maybe a larger, like, company like Uber Freight or TA or whatever, and you've seen that, a lot of times what we see is it's just not enough. You know, maybe it's not your cup of tea. And what we've been able to see is that when other truckers are able to set up there, to, like, you know, provide a large, you know, choices. So there's choices, and also there's enough. You know, a lot of these places, they just don't bring enough. You know, the one year they had food trucks, I think the food trucks ran out of food, you know, and that kind of thing. So we're trying to, you know, make it best for everybody. We want everybody to succeed in doing the things in the parking lot. So we're asking everybody to get out there and get that. And so give us a holler if you can. We really appreciate everybody's support on that. So here, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're rocking back here. This is Sunday. It's a little after 7 on the East Coast, like 7:15 on the East Coast, and we're just kicking back here and trying to keep up with everything. Let's see if you get on that here. And we're trying to get on YouTube, but YouTube is not helping us out. Either that or it's not working. So we'll see what happens with that. But you can also call in at 516-387-1733, and that is the radio show. Like I said, it's a Unplugged Radio Network, and we appreciate everybody's support on that. You can go listen along, or you can call in and be part of the conversation. That's 516-387-1733. We appreciate everybody calling in for that. And like I said, if you want to be part of the conversation, just listen along. I want to hit this button again and see if we can do some live for YouTube Live as well. And there we go, YouTube Live. We appreciate everybody's support on that. Hey, we want to send the message again, let everybody know. If you are a supporter of Redneck and Eyes or a truck driver or whatever, and you got some time to kill, or you got a way that you feel like you can help us out, if you live in or around the Louisville, Kentucky area, then send us an email. Give us a holler. It's redneckandeyes@usa.com, or send a go on our website, redneckandeyes.com, send a contact. You can see that button on there that says contact us. Send us a message. And we'd love to know about what you can help us do. Or, you know, we'll tell you. We'll tell you what we're looking into doing. And we really need, you know, everybody's help out there. And also, if you are a charity or any kind of group of truckers out there, and you've always been able to or wanting to set up at the parking lot, at the Cardinal Stadium parking lot there for the truck show, and you, like I said, just give us a holler too. We're trying to get everybody on the same page, and we're trying to set things up to where we can, you know, just stand together and support each other. So give us a holler too, redneckandeyes@usa.com. We appreciate everybody's support on that. And we just got a lot of things in the hopper right now, and of course we're dealing with a lot of brick walls that have been set up around us, and just people that just don't want us to succeed. So we're trying to do that, trying to get everybody's help to do that with, to get that done. So rocking along with that, we appreciate everybody's support on that, and we're going to keep it on with that stuff. But other than that, you know, if you want to get a hold of us, 516-387-1733, be a part of the conversation. I'm trying to get to where I can see people's comments. I got a little thing right there. I hope that's where it's at. I'm not real sure if it is or not. But I'm trying to learn the Facebook live feed on there and to try to learn all that stuff. So something you can help me out with, just give me a holler. So we're just kind of kicking back here, doing things, trying to keep things going, keep everybody apprised of what's going on out there. A lot of trucking news out there. If you guys didn't see it before, you know, everything last week was talked about with the Canada, and there's a big, you know, protest convoy up there. Well, they're trying to get that the same thing kind of done here in the United States, where they're going to do a convoy. Sounds like they were trying to set up a convoy to start in California and go all the way to D.C., and they had a Facebook page, and they were trying to grow support for that, and they're raising money, and Facebook just took it down. So that's crazy. And they said it was some time to deal with QAnon. And I have to confess this, you know, I'm, I consider myself a pretty, you know, strong conservative follower of, like, you know, all the conservative media and all that. And I had no idea who QAnon was. I had no idea. And you would think that if they were trying to grow this organization to be powerful, then they would try to get as many people involved in it as they could. But, you know, I didn't know nothing about it. The only way I found out about it is from MSDNC. You know, they were talking about it. So, you know, that's, and like you're saying, that's probably, if it is a real group out there, I guess it is. You know, there's a lot of people out there. They had some websites or whatever. It just sounds like to me it's just very small little people. And that's the funny thing about it is I hate to fly off the handle with it, but trying to be about trucking and not about trucking, but you see that all the time where the will always say that if there is like two or three people that are crazy on the right, then everybody on the right is crazy. But if somebody on the left does something crazy, the left will immediately come out and say, well, that's not us. That's not part of us. Those people don't represent us. Well, yeah, same thing on the other side too. Okay. When you got a group of people, like maybe it is QAnon or whatever, well, they don't represent conservatives. You know, they don't. So if they are crazy, I'm not real sure if they are crazy or not. Sounds like to me they're just a bunch of old rednecks that showed up over there, and they got duped by ultra hard leftist, maybe even Antifa people to actually do something stupid. You know, I mean, sounds like to me all these investigations are coming out where it's all instigated by other people that are not conservatives. So you never know. Like I said, I don't know everything about it. I'm just hearing what I'm hearing, just telling you all what I hear. So we'll see what happens. But all I can tell you is that we're not doing crazy things over here. We're actually trying to help truckers be better truckers. So the motto we created was, we're just truckers helping truckers be better truckers. So I hope everybody's enjoying their Sunday evening. And like I said, you can get a hold of us, 516-387-1733, or check us out at redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate all of that over there. And stuff ain't working. We get our stuff working back here. I took a little road trip here a couple days ago, so I have to get everything back up and running again. And that should do it. Let's see. There we go. That's it. And there we go. Hey, we're going to take a little break here. We're going to step right back and hit it back up. So don't forget, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And check us out, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
I'm just that off about San Antonio with the radio blasting in the first dog call. There's a speed trap overhead sound of town. No local yoga gonna shut you down. Me and my boys got the trigger wound, and we come 1,000 miles from a guitar jam. Nothing ever happened around my hometown. I ain't kind of just hang around. But I heard someone calling my name one day, and I followed that voice down the lost highway. Everybody told me you can't get far on $37 in a Chevy car. Now I'm smoking in the Texas with a hammer down and a rocking little copper from the guitar down. Hey, pretty baby, don't you know it ain't my fault? Love to hear the steel bell coming on the asphalt. Wake up in the middle of the night in a truck stop, bubble in a restaurant, wonder why I don't stop. Well, I gotta keep rocking while I still can. Got a two-pack habit and a motel tan. With my boots hit the boards, I'm a brand new man. With my back to the right, I'll make my stand. Hey, pretty baby, won't you hold me tight? I'm loading up and rolling out of gear tonight. One of these days I'm gonna settle down and take you back with me to the guitar town.
crack of dawn at the road. Set my shoulders for the heavy load. Call me Lee.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneckinize Radio. We're coming at you here. This is Sunday. It's February 6th. It's about, what, almost 7:30? And we appreciate everybody's support out there. We're having a call to action here. We're trying to get the word out to everybody to let us know. If you are out there living in around the Louisville, Kentucky area, and you got time to help us out, and you're a supporter of Redneckinize, you will give us a holler at redneckinize@usa.com. Go check us out, redneckinize.com, and you can see a contact point on there, and you can send us a message. We really appreciate it. We need some help, and we need people that live in around the Louisville, Kentucky area and got a little time on their hands where they can kind of help us out. We really appreciate your support. And we got just a lot of things going on. We need people's help. And, you know, if you don't know already, we've been pretty much banned from being at the parking lot at the Mid-America Trucking Show. And we're just trying to get things solved where we can still be there and everything. If you haven't heard already that, you know, we usually set up at the parking lot. We usually serve food. We got, you know, every dinner, we got something different. We got entertainment, electricity, heat, you know, everything you need, lights, everything you need to set up inside of a tent to where everybody can congregate and have fun. Even when, if the weather's good or weather's bad, we can always have something going on there. And that's what we do everything time we do that. So really appreciate everybody's support. Like I said, send us a message, redneckinize@usa.com. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. So that's pretty much us getting ready for the truck show. We do have a booth there. We paid for a booth, which, you know, we're still hoping that we can get there and do all that. And we're still working on, you know, getting that done. And of course that's a whole nother job in itself. But other than that, we were usually setting up, trying to set up and, we're trying to get set up there where we can, you know, do our normal thing, which is be in the parking lot and serve food and provide entertainment and all that. And we had great people ready to do that. And it just kind of fell out to where we couldn't do that anymore. And it kind of, you know, it's a big jaw-dropping thing because it was like they were always just saying, just keep it small, keep it small. We did the best we could to keep it small. Then now we're growing and we're getting a little bigger and we're asking, hey, you know, look, it's not as small as you want it to be. So we're asking for special permission and no, can't get it. So even with all the extra support we've gotten, no, still no. So reach everybody to help us out. Like I said, give us a holler at redneckinize@usa.com. If you're around the Louisville area, let it get a hold of us. But if you're just, you know, wanting to voice your opinion, you know, you need to just contact the truck show. Go to truckingshow.com, and there's a lot of contact points where you can contact the truck show and let them know. Just say, hey, I know you guys have a parking lot out there, and, you know, we've always been out there with Redneckinize, and we want Redneckinize there. And that's the best way to do it. So we got a YouTube live comment here. It's asking us, says, are you guys going to the show? Well, like I said, right now we're planning on being there. We got a booth, but we're not currently right now. We are not allowed to set up in the parking lot like we've always been able to do. And that's the one thing we're not allowed to do, set up in the parking lot. So we're trying to get that fixed. And like I said, we need some people's help. Like I said, you can contact the truck show. Go to truckingshow.com. That's the Mid-America Trucking Show itself. Contact those people that are there at the truck show and say, listen, we need, you know, we want Redneckinize. That's all you got to say. We want Redneckinize. You don't have to say anything else. You don't have to tell them why, you know, because, I mean, frankly, you know, if they ask why, just say, because that's what I want. That's what I like. You know, I mean, That's you. They ask you, why do you like Clay Walker? They got Clay Walker there. Did they ask you why, if you wanted Clay Walker and why? They don't care. You know, they're having a tractor pull on Saturday night. Saturday. They're having a concert, I think Thursday night, they said, like in the lobby or something, there at the truck show. So after the truck show Thursday, they're having another concert there. And see, that's all fine and dandy. In fact, usually what we usually do is knock everything down. We don't do anything in the parking lot until all the events for the truck show are closed or shut down. Once that stuff's over with, then we open ourselves up and have food and entertainment and everything. Because let's face it, when you're there, you know, the truck show is only from like, you know, 9 or 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the evening. That's the latest. A lot of times it's at 4 or 5. So when those things shut down and then they have a concert, okay, so the concert goes till 7:30 or 8. You know, I think the one concert, I think it lets out at like 9. Okay, so from 9 p.m. until 10 a.m., you got nothing to do. Now, if you need to sleep, go ahead, go sleep. You know, but a lot of people, they want to be able to cut loose because this is your vacation, pretty much. I mean, any truck driver out there knows that when you are out there on the road all the time and you've got rare time that you can afford to take off, and it's amazing. You know, I mean, that's what I do. And I know a lot of truck drivers that go to the truck show, that's their vacation. Other than spending time with their family in the holidays, their time off that they take is for the truck shows. You know, some of them go to all the truck shows. They make as many as they can. And that's their time off. That's their time to cut loose, relax, you know. I mean, we got all these rules about truckers that can't, you know, you can't drink alcohol. So a lot of people, I mean, we know. We do it all the time. We don't touch the stuff at all. And then every time we want to, like, knock a few back, you know, to relax, that's at the truck show. Or that's at, you know, at an event where we're able to relax. And then guess what? When the truck show's over, we don't touch the stuff no more. So that's what we do. You know, they sell beer and like those wine coolers and stuff at the concerts, or you can buy it all day. You can walk around with a beer in your hand at the truck show. You go buy a beer, walk around, go look at all the gadgets, go, you know, talk to all the people, go talk to recruiters with a beer in your hand. You can do that at the truck show. It's legit, you know. The recruiter might not want to hire you, but hey, you know, I'm at the truck show. I'm not in the truck. That's what you tell them, right? But that's the way it is. You know, it's the trucker's time to cut loose. And Chris there and YouTube, we appreciate your support, bud. And go ahead and keep at it. And like I said, tell everybody you know. If you know anybody that's in Louisville, that lives in Louisville, that can maybe help us out, just tell them to send us a message. We really appreciate that support. What do you call the biggest thing that we also were looking at is if you are a charity or any kind of group that you've been able to in the past or you have done in the past where you set up and serve food to the truck drivers in the parking lot, and, you know, we could use your support as well. Reach out to us. You might have been told you might not have been set up. We've been talking to a few other the charities that have been there in the past, and they've been told they're not allowed to set up. So no one at all. Other than the people that are sponsors, which right now, as far as we see, is only TA and TA Express. That's according, if you pull it up on the internet, that's what it says. So they're the ones that are sponsoring the parking lot, and whatever they provide is what they provide. We're not allowed to provide anything. Nobody else is allowed to provide anything. So, you know, whatever they do. So we'll find out what all that goes through, and we'll see. We're under the impression that it's just us that the truck show just doesn't like us. They don't like talking to us, dealing with us, communicating with us, anything. I don't know. So, but that's it. That's what we're talking about. And we've got a few other things going on. We're just talking about latest news and everything. You know, like I said, I took a little road trip this weekend, so I wasn't really caught up on what I was going to talk about other than just the truck show and how we needed everybody's support. So if you can do that for us, really appreciate everybody doing things like that. And, you know, that's pretty much how it is. So, but we appreciate everybody's support. Go check us out, redneckandice.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We really appreciate that. it's been growing for us, and we're really excited about it. So go check it out here. We're going to step away, and we'll be right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. I've been working in this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools, the app for truckers.
Welcome back in. This is Edward Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're live here every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. And if you want to be a part of the conversation, just hit 1. If you want to listen along, you can. Like I said, if you're driving down the road and you need something to listen to, whatever, and it's Sunday evening, you know, not a lot of things going on. You know, football's all gone. Baseball ain't started yet. I don't know. There might be some basketball games on or something. And ain't seen no good movies lately. Not me anyway. But, you know, you can give us a holler at 516-387-1733, and you can just listen along. Or if you want to talk, just hit 1. What do you call? You can also go back and listen to the old episodes. If you go to the Unplugged, or what is it called, blogtalkradio.com, and it's Unplugged Radio Network. And we've got a lot of issues on there going on with different shows. So appreciate everybody's support on that. And that's the Unplugged Radio Network, and you can get that on blogtalkradio.com. Those guys over there, it's a lot of cool things where you can listen to the old podcast, or you can, like I said, you can stream the new ones that are just coming out live here right now, like that. We're also on YouTube Live. We appreciate everybody's support on that. YouTube is a great channel. We've been starting up here a little over a year now, and it's been growing. I'm really, really excited about it. So if you haven't already, please go subscribe to that channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And we're also on Facebook Live. We appreciate everybody's support on Facebook. Of course, that's been our bread and butter. We've been able to get everything out there for everybody. And just make sure everybody's doing things. So we appreciate everybody doing that. And Cletus, hey, man, I hope you can make it to the show. We're hoping that we can be there. Right now we are currently banned from the parking lot. We are not being able to set up in the parking lot like we usually can. So if you want us in the parking lot, like I said, get a hold of the truck show itself. Go to truckingshow.com. Go contact them over there and let them know you. And all you got to do, you ain't got to say nothing. All you got to do is say, I want Redneck and Eyes in the parking lot. That's all you got to say. You ain't got to say nothing else. You ain't got to tell them why. You ain't got to tell them when. And they know when. You know, all you got to do is say, that's what we want. Drivers, truckers, we want Redneck and Eyes in the parking lot. That's all you got to say. And then, you can give them your name, whatever you want to do. It's up to you. You know, it's just the more the merrier and the less confrontational, the better. We got told last year that a lot of drivers called in and they were getting confrontational. And to me, I think truck drivers often get confrontational when they're pushed. When their buttons get pushed, they become confrontational. And it's mostly all words because, you know, we know. Shoot, man, truck drivers, we lost jobs for saying things we shouldn't have said. So we know what it's like to try to, you know, we got to keep calm because a lot of things happen. So when we voice our opinions and people come back at us, you know, hey, you got to hold it. You got to keep it back. You just got to tell them. Bottom line, this is what we want. We want redneck and ice in the parking lot. That's what we want. That's it. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Done deal. You know, you can just call them up and say, hey, I'm a truck driver, and I want redneck and ice in the parking lot. That's all you got to say. And then you just hang up and say, thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. Click. Done. Next one, bring. I mean, just imagine. Just imagine sitting there in an office. You're answering the phones, and the phones just are ringing off the hook. And you're like, yes, hello. I'm a truck driver, and I want redneck and ice in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. Click. I'm a truck driver, and I want redneck and ice in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. Click. Hello. I'm a truck driver, and I want redneck and ice in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. They just did that over and over again. That's a dream of mine. You know, that's one of those things where you can die a happy person knowing that, because that's, you know, when you got supporters like that do that stuff. Because I mean, we did that last year. We were told we weren't going to be allowed to set up. No, not last year, but 2020. We got told we weren't going to be able to set up, and then we sent out an email to everybody saying, hey, get a hold of them, and they called us and said, don't do that. You know, it's causing problems over here. And we said, sorry, but, you know, we're trying to tell our supporters what we're doing. And that's what we're doing now. We're telling all of you out there, the supporters of Redneck and Ice, that right now we're not able to set up in the parking lot. Now we do have a booth, and we're still trying to make sure we can get that done. But we don't know for sure. So, because our main goal is the parking lot. But again, if you live in or around the Louisville, Kentucky area, and you got a little time on your hands, you can help out Redneck and Ice. Give us a holler, redneckandice@usa.com. Send us an email, and we appreciate that. The biggest thing that we were talking about last week was Canada's protest. So we had a lot of discussion on Facebook about that. Of course, you know, that's one of the great places to do it is on Facebook, where drivers can get their message out. You know, it's funny to me, when I first got on Facebook, I mean, it was Facebook had been out for like 5 years or whatever. It's when I first got on there. And I'm thinking, I'll just try this out. They ain't no big deal. Ain't nobody else on it that I know for sure. It was amazing. Truckers, 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 truckers. It was one of the things where truckers could get together and unite and talk and communicate with each other. You're in the truck by yourself, and one of the great things is you were reaching out to other truck drivers. You're like, hey, man, I remember meeting you. Yeah, we worked at the same carrier together. We went to the same truck driving school, or, you know, we bought a truck or got our truck worked on at the same shop, or, you know, remember that time when it snowed and we got shut down there in Lima, Ohio over there? Remember that? Yeah, okay, I know you. Yeah, cool. And next thing you know, groups and Facebook pages and all kinds of stuff started up, and it was amazing. It was amazing to me. So what happened was is Canada had this big protest because they were it started with the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates and all that stuff, and they're just tired of it. One of the biggest rules that Canada has is that in order to cross the border, you got to be vaccinated. So I think that's what it was. I'm not real sure. But the Canada rule was that if you were a Canadian driver and you crossed the United States to come back, you had to be vaccinated. And, of course, it's not that way in the United States. I think you just have to have a test or something done or whatever. But the Canada said you had to be vaccinated. So the truckers had enough, and they said, no, we ain't doing that. So we started a little thing over here. We didn't. Redneck and I didn't. But other truck drivers started a little trend over here to try to get the same kind of patriotism going. And I think they formed a deal where it's a convoy to D.C. It was a Facebook page, group, something like that. And I think it was a group. And then they were trying to raise money or trying to get together to try to set up a convoy. And they were going to go from California all the way to Washington, D.C. Well, Facebook took that down. And they said it was went against their, you know, it was just an extremist deal and all that. So I thought that was really weird. And everybody thought it was weird to cover, you know, that, of course, they covered it. You know, the news covered it. Fox News covered it. A couple other, Blaze Network, they covered it. So I don't know what's happening since then, because that was Friday when all that was like a day old or whatever. So anybody else has any information like that on that, give me a holler, and we'll talk about it. But I didn't find nothing else out. Let's see. I can pull up like Google or something and see if they did anything. Sometimes I just kind of Google the trucking industry and see what news is on there. And the top story is CNN. CNN says crowds of demonstrators join rallies across Canada as COVID-19 truckers protest spreads. And this was updated today. Like, get out of there. What are you doing? All right, just so y'all know, and I think y'all agree, when they put these ads that like pop up and block everything where you can't see anything until you respond to the ad, that's got to go. Get out of here with that. And, well, let's see, this looks like a video. Let's see what's going on here. Might be something.
Welcome to
See, that's a video, an advertisement. We'll wait till that goes through. But, yeah, CNN covered it, and it's updated on today at 2:30 p.m., story updated, so we'll see what happens here. Here we go. Nope, didn't
do it. The sound is deafening, and yet protesters are demanding to be heard. All day long, and at all hours of the night, those with the so-called Freedom Convoy say they're staying put until vaccine mandates are dropped, the masks come off, and life returns to the way it was.
This the whole event has gone beyond just vaccines, and it is now about the entire ordeal.
We're asking for our freedom. That's all we want.
So they've been free. Free to park big rigs right next to the Prime Minister's office. Free to set up camp in front of the country's national parliament. As angry and frustrated as these protesters are, residents say they feel like hostages, and they want police to do more.
Understand the police force does not want to directly intervene or fear violence, but it feels like we've been left alone a little bit.
So desperate was this woman, she appealed directly to the protesters.
The townsfolk, residents, children, elderly are suffering.
They heard her, suffering. But they're not listening.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
It seems to anyone.
This has been nothing but like, disruptive. Like, they're using...
There you go.
They're claiming
so CNN is actually... Well, the victim is the people that are like, oh, I got to sit here and listen to all these horns. Oh, I don't like
Ottawa
it.
Police say they have learned much in the past week, especially after reports of assaults, intimidation,
and allegations
of hate speech and symbols.
Oh,
our
man.
Goal is to end the demonstration.
But
to try and do that,
video.
They have called in more reinforcements, moving to what they call a surge and contain strategy. But the police chief warns...
This remains, as it was from the beginning, an increasingly volatile and increasingly dangerous demonstration.
And it is spreading. Like a contagion.
Okay, so there's
right
plenty of video.
Country,
I see all.
A handful
I,
of protests
I see video.
Now, including a border
CNN
blockade
has video
between
right here.
Alberta and
I'm
Montana.
Looking at
and now Canada's
okay.
largest city,
they say
Toronto,
that there's hate speech,
closing a large
and there
section
are hate
in front
symbols.
Of the provincial legislature
and I have not
weekend,
seen one bit. If you've got
descent,
proof of it, show it.
And more
but
worrying,
you don't
closing
have proof of
off the adjacent hospital row, where exhausted healthcare workers carry on battling COVID.
Anyone.
Battling COVID.
Who attempts to disrupt hospital access and routes of emergency operations, including ambulance, fire, or police, will be subject to strict enforcement.
And yet both police and political leaders are warning this now resembles an occupation with no quick or easy end. Paul Newton, CNN, Ottawa.
That's something right there. I tell you what, that is something else. I mean, that's proof right there. I mean, I didn't see anything. And I mean, if they're being blocked, like I said, if people are being blocked from getting to the hospital, show it. Show it. But that's not true because you don't have any evidence of people being blocked or being prevented from doing their jobs. If the police are prevented from, you know, traveling down the road or up the road or whatever, show it of that being done. So good job there, CNN. No wonder your guy had to step down because he was stooping the help, you know? So, that's another thing right there. Just flat out lying, you know, don't even have any evidence. I mean, like I said, you know, well, of course, you know, I don't know if you're lying or not, but You ain't shown no proof, you know. So I can't help you. I don't know what to say with that. But we got other things here doing. Let's see what else. BBC, Freedom Convoy, Ottawa declares emergency over trucker COVID rules protests. Ottawa mayor declares state of emergency to deal with trucking blockade. Fox News says Canadian trucker on America's Newsroom, we're not giving in until mandates are gone. And you know what's so funny? These guys, okay, these aren't millionaires. These aren't people that you know, they don't have a lot of savings in their banks. If they're willing to do that for that long a time, you know, that's amazing to me. Because, you know, how long will it go? You know, I mean, everybody knows that the government and the politicians and all those people, they're all getting paid, and then they can wait it out because, you know, they're still making their paychecks. They're still able to do what they want to do. So they'll let it go on. The only people that'll give in, looks like, are the citizens that live there because they don't want to hear the horn sounds and all through the night. You know, CNN says that they're restricted from doing things. You know, it's kind of like, what is that? What happened in Seattle there when they took over that city and they said, this area here, the police aren't welcome. And, you know, this is a different, we're an autonomous zone. That's what they said it feels like. So, you know, I thought that was good. I thought we were allowed to do that. I guess we're not. I don't know. People getting robbed and shot and everything at that place in Seattle. So they say that there's violence, assaults. Okay, show it. You know, somebody gets arrested, I'm sure you can get that on camera. You know, somebody getting arrested? No, nobody in handcuffs. Anybody with like a black eye or a bloody nose? No, didn't have anything like that on there. Oh, crap. You know, can't show it. Got any proof of people with hate speech or any kind of like, you know, profanity or anything? Oh, don't have any of that. Nope. Okay. What are you going to do? Right? See, CDL Life says trucker ignores firefighters' warnings to drive around gas leak. Oh, that's weird. Truck protests against pandemic measures spread across Canada. So that's still growing. I haven't seen anything about the United States and what they wanted to do. Didn't say. Yep. Here's an interesting one we'll cover in a minute. But other than that, here, we're just kicking right along. And like I said, we're getting ready for, I don't know when, we're hoping everybody can support the truck show. And like I said, give us a holler if you are in the Louisville area and you can help us out at redneckandeyes@usa.com. If you are a charity group and you, let's see, if you're a charity group and if you're a charity group and you're looking at setting up in the parking lot and you've been told you can't or you don't know for sure or not, like I said, give us a holler. We're trying to get everybody together on the same page on that. And you can just give us a email at redneckandeyes@usa.com. And like I said, we're trying to stand together, get everybody on the same page. We're trying, you know, trying to create that camaraderie of truckers that just where we can all be, you know, successful. We all want everybody to succeed is what we want. So we appreciate everybody's support on that. And like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes at redneckandeyes.com is our website. There's also a contact point on there. You can send us a message on that one as well. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And we're just going to step away here, and we'll be right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, well, I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying. Keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, and I'll be Texas bound and a flyer. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Cause how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Not smoking in the band is a tale you don't.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler, at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
We're live here every Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Appreciate everybody's calling in and listening along. If you want to be a part of the conversation, just hit 1. We appreciate everybody's support on that. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, and that's been growing out great. We really appreciate everybody's support on that. And I think that's going to be our future. That's what I think. I think YouTube grows, and, you know, we get big enough, and people watch our videos, and we make more videos, and then hopefully we make more money that way without having to get any kind of donations or you know, sponsors. Of course, we still appreciate all of our sponsors. One of the great sponsors we got that we really enjoy having is DPF Regeneration. You guys can check those guys out. That's you can check them out, dpfregeneration.com. And, of course, that's those guys. They got the particulate filters. They sell them, and they clean them. They know where you need to take them. If you got any help, you need to do that. They also got different parts, like the different SCR units, the EGR coolers, the catalyst mufflers, all the different stuff. And they said they're getting into, like, charge air coolers and turbos and stuff like that, too. So hopefully, you know, they're just going to keep growing with the great parts that they know. They got a lot of knowledge on diesel engines. So you can give them a shout-out at 800-634-3010. Like I said, go check them out, dpfregeneration.com. And when you go check them out, make sure you let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them. So, like I said, we're just getting ready for the truck show. We reach out to as many people as we can to try to get that information out there. Hopefully, we'll be able to get there. But we are trying to get people's support. So if you live in or around the Louisville, Kentucky area, and you support Redneck and I's, and you feel like you've got a little time to help us out, give us a holler, redneckandeyes@usa.com. Go check our website out, redneckandeyes.com. You can also send us a message on there. And we're looking for people to help us out. We've been banned from going to the parking lot. We're not going to be able to set up in the parking lot as of right now. So we're looking at different things that we can do. And, you know, we need people that are in Louisville that might be able to help us out with, you know, more details and stuff like that. So give us a holler, and we appreciate everybody doing that for us. Also, if you are a charity or any kind of group that has been in the past or has wanted to set up at our deal at the parking lot, and you told you can or whatever, give us a holler, and we'll definitely want to get with y'all. We're trying to just, you know, get everybody on the same page, and we appreciate everybody's help on that. Just try to get everybody on the same page, make sure everybody is doing good and knows what's going on. And like I said, if you've been told you can't set up or you haven't been told yet, you know, we want to make sure everybody knows that and everything. So hopefully you can get on that too. Yeah, I'm trying to read this stuff on here. It's on Facebook. I appreciate you guys commenting along there to Trish and Cheryl. Yeah, I know you guys. Hey, what's going on? Glad you're listening along and everything. Like I said, we've been talking about the truck show, and we're talking about the Canadian protest up there. CNN has really been shining a light on it, telling us that we're a bunch of racists up there protesting, and we're, like, assaulting people and robbing things and preventing people from getting to the hospital. But they have not shown any video evidence of that, so I'm kind of expecting to show any – if you got evidence of it, proof of it, just show it, you know. And we – video evidence, you know, that's all we need. But obviously they had a whole, like, good, what, four-minute video there showing a report talking about all those things that they've seen reported, but no actual evidence of it. So I don't know what to tell you. But there was a cool little article here I saw. It was on CDLLife.com, and it says, first ever time an electric truck pulls a full-size Cup Series hauler to the NASCAR event. And it's Discount Tire. Is that Henrik? I don't know. It says, on Thursday, Team Penske and Freightliner say that they've made history by using an E-Cascadia semi-truck to pull a full-size Team Penske race car hauler to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum ahead of the weekend's Clash event. Team Penske said the news release from the battery electric semi hauled the trailer from a Penske truck leasing location in Ontario, California, to the inaugural race at the LA Coliseum as part of the Freightliner's primary sponsorship of the number two Freightliner E-Cascadia 4, driven by NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year contender Austin. Oh, that's what Cindric. Is that how you say it? Cindric. And of course, first thing that makes you laugh is that, so the hauler, Team Penske, I mean, I don't know where the car was. Primarily all those places that have those cars, like multiple cars, race teams, they're all in like North Carolina or in that area, like Virginia, because all those races are all out there. So it's kind of best. But the electric truck pulled the trailer from Ontario to the LA Coliseum. That might be an hour drive. I don't know. But hey, went an hour down the road. That means it must be reliable enough to take it all over the country. Don't you think so? Yeah, sure. So they say there's a video. I think this is a video from Facebook, and it's electrifying. It says we've charged up to see the Freightliner trucks, Ford Mustang this weekend, Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum with Austin Cindric. And then it says, Team Penske has been evolving the Freightliner since 1984, said Team Penske. Said Transportation Director Chris Yoder, who oversees 20 Freightliner truck at the team's Mooresville, North Carolina headquarters and piloted the E-Cascadia during its historic drive. I think it's safe to say that we've operated every model road tractor Freightliner has produced since 1984. Yesterday's trip to with the E-Cascadia will mark its pinnacle of our partnership. Together we've innovated and developed on the ground floor, and this trip is symbolic of the next journey we plan to take together, a carbon neutral future with the focus on sustainability. So Chris confirmed it. It's like, you know, from Ontario to LA, 30 to 45 minutes, and that's without traffic. And Chris, they probably had some kind of police escort to make sure that the truck didn't have to like slow down too much, because it would lose momentum and it would drain the battery too quickly or whatever. You know, they probably had a police escort because they had news crews filming the whole thing or whatever like that. It probably didn't have to deal with traffic at all. But if there's a traffic jam and the electric truck just sits there, you know, it ain't new, you know, what's it doing, whatever. So yeah, that's funny to me. Yeah, here's the video. They got a video. They put it up on YouTube. I'm trying to figure out if they – no, whatever. We're going to share it to our Facebook page if I can. And that way. Just weird how they did all that. But, yeah, we'll get this article out there. You guys can see the video, and we'll see how that goes. But I thought that was funny because, you know, NASCAR loves burning that gasoline. You know, we're going to be using – when are we going to put electric engines into the NASCAR cars? I mean, everybody says that those Teslas, they can move. So, Team Tesla, man, turn that battery on and let's get on the NASCAR. Let's win some races. Let's do it, you know. But until then, we're going to force all the truck drivers to – you can't idle. You can't do anything. You can't burn any diesel fuel doing anything else. But let's go NASCAR because it's awesome. You know, NASCAR's cool. Truck driving isn't. You know, that kind of thing. And all you truck drivers out there, you know what happens. What happens when you're driving on the highway up there, over there in Florida or over there in Alabama, and the race is over and those trucks have got to get to the next track to set up, right? I mean, if the race is in, like, you know, Atlanta on a Sunday and the next race is in Dallas the next day, the next week, you know what they're doing. They're doing like 85, 90 miles an hour down Interstate 20 to get to the next race. You know they're moving, right? They're always moving. When they're down in Homestead, Florida, and they got to get up to Atlanta or they got to get up to Charlotte for the next race, then they're moving, man. They're moving. 1 o'clock in the morning, you're driving down the highway at 65, 70 miles an hour, all of a sudden, your doors get blown off because the NASCAR trucks are going right by you. And you know, it happened to me tons of times. So yeah, it's funny stuff there. Funny stuff. Other than that, like I said, we've just been getting ready for the truck show. I hope everybody's doing okay out there. We're sending out a call to action. If you are a group that's been wanting to set up at the parking lot and you've been told you couldn't or you don't know for sure, like I said, give us a message out at redneckandeyes@usa.com or get on our website, redneckandeyes.com. Send us a contact. You hit the contacts and it sends us an email. Basically, it's in the same way, but it's through the website and everything. But we'd like to know and reach out to you and talk to you about that, because what we're doing is trying to get together and make sure everybody is just make sure everybody's on the same page. We want to support everybody just like people support us. We want to make sure that happens. So we can do that and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So what do you got going on, sis? Well, let's see. NASCAR, yeah, man, I'll tell you what. Well, NASCAR, you know, I agree with you. You know, they've become woke just like the rest of them, you know. They don't want firearms, you know. They don't want to – even that stuff too. I mean, like even the sponsors, they're picky with their sponsors. They don't want their sponsors to show different things, certain things, you know, and all that on their cars. They, you know, of course, they got rid of Winston. You know, you can't – smoking cigarettes is bad. So Winston – it used to be the Winston Cup, you know. So you got this company that was a big supporter of your organization, your league. You know, everybody else, nobody else was doing it, but Winston was. You know, now you got the beer. You know, the beer, they're doing okay. I remember one guy on Fox News one time said about ATF. You know, it's a treasury organization. ATF is alcohol, tobacco, firearms. It's the law enforcement wing of the Treasury Department, right? And one guy said on Fox News one day, he goes, "Why is that? Why is the ATF, which is in charge of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and of course they also say explosives, why is that? Why is that organization part of Treasury?" And he said, "Because those three items are recession proof. Like if there is a downturn in the economy, firearms and cigarettes never lose sales. They will always keep their same sales because that's people have to have that stuff, right?" And it's funny to me, it's because, like, well, milk and eggs, you know, people have to have milk and eggs too. People have to have McDonald's. People have to have meat and chicken. Why doesn't that see that? And it's funny to me because, you mean to tell me that when you look at these reports and you see slight dips in everything, but the dips in sales in meat and chicken and eggs and milk is more than tobacco and firearms and alcohol, more enough to where you say, you know what, we need to go after those people, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. We need to chase those people down. I mean, that's amazing to me. It's amazing. The government sees that like that. Well, that's what I said, Trish. Yeah, let's get Tesla out there, win some races. That's what I said. Man, I can't see the comment. It keeps going. I don't know, whatever. But that's another one of our great sponsors that's mentioned on Facebook there. It's Load to Ride Transportation. We appreciate everybody's support on that. That's ltrtransportation.com. I can pull them up right now and just read them off to you. That's Load to Ride Transportation is a great little outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And if you're one of those drivers out there that likes a good company that can keep you busy, sounds like to me they can keep you pretty busy, especially in that part of the country. They do the hazmat, temperature control, special handling, expedited. And they got some pretty cool trucks. You know, I mean, looks like they stay pretty busy. when we were talking to them about getting sponsored, I mean, it was always hard to get them on the phone because they're always busy. So that's a good sign, right? If you're trying to be with a carrier that's always got freight. But like I said, you can give them a shout out at 720-277-0030, or like I said, look them up at ltrtransportation.com. That's Load to Ride Transportation. And if you want to talk to them, make sure you mention you appreciate them supporting Redneck and I, because we really do appreciate them doing that. So we're just rocking along here. It's just a little after 8 in the East Coast, and we're just kind of kicking back, seeing what else is going on out there. We saw Canada. Canada was getting they're over there in Ottawa right now, and the trucks are all set up like in the square there, right in front of Parliament and the Prime Minister's office and all that. So they're all like out there up front, and they're honking their horns day and night, and they're just parked there and all that. So CNN went up there and they did a report. There's a video on that. We'll pull that up and we'll share that to our Facebook page. But they were saying in the report, they were telling you that there are mentions of racism and hate speech and people waving, you know, signs with racial slurs and people being assaulted and violence, potential violence and everything. And it's very hostile and stuff like that. And people are very, very scared, and people might be prevented. They said that they had to get out there and make a speech that if anybody is prevented from getting to the hospital, because the hospital is like right around the corner, and they said people are being prevented from getting to the hospital, and the workers can't get to the hospital. They kept saying that over there on the report. And the videos were like, okay, show the videos of that happening. Oh, wait, there isn't one. There isn't any video, any kind of evidence of any of those claims that they made. So there's no pictures of any signs. Nothing. And any of the people they interviewed, they all seem to be very calm and upset, but calm, talking about this is for everything, not just about COVID, not just about mandates, about everything. That's what they said. And so CNN doesn't seem to be too thrilled about what's going on up there. And the Parliament says they may have to act, because the people that live in the area, they're not too happy about having to hear all the sirens and the horns going off nonstop. So the people have told the government, hey, you need to do something about that. And it's like, well, these guys are bringing your food to you. You know, as long as you can go to the store, this is the same people. So, you know, what do you want? You want horns blowing or you want empty shells? You know, so you can't have one with the other or without the other. So that's what's going on in Canada. And then, of course, we found out that Facebook shut down the group. Trish or Cheryl, I don't know if y'all heard anything about that, about what's going on out there with the Facebook group. Was it a group or a page that they took down for the convoy to D.C.? There was supposed to be a convoy they were going to start up, and they had a Facebook group with that, and I think Facebook took it down. They said it was, goes against against violence or whatever, or potential violence. I don't know. It's crazy stuff like that. Remember when Canada was raising money for their convoy, GoFundMe, they froze the funds because they were like, oh, we don't know what this is all about. So yeah, that was silly, you know, and everything. Oh, let's see here. See, I can't see all that. Oh, well. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, never mind. Good deal. Appreciate everybody commenting on there. And like I said, I'm learning. So if I'm going a little slow, it's because I'm trying to get the comments. I'm learning this. I'm learning. I'm doing good. Other than that, we're just kind of kicking back getting through this. Like I said, everybody, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's been growing for us really good. We really appreciate everybody's support on that. And all of the stuff that we got, all the connections to our sponsors, all the connections to our social media accounts are all on our website, redneckandeyes.com. And we do all that stuff on there. Like I said, we're trying to get ready for the show. We do have a booth there. The booth is over there by the food court in the West Wing Pavilion over there. It's, if you've ever been to the show and you get dropped off from the parking lot to the bus over there and you walk in and there's that area that's open where you go register and everything, we're just like a couple of booths down from that for where you register. So that's pretty exciting to do all that. And, and we're excited about doing that kind of stuff. And what we're going to do is we're going to hopefully still be at the booth, and we're hopefully still going to be in the parking lot. We just don't know yet, because we've been told right now we're banned from that. We're banned from the parking lot. So as of right now, no parking lot. And if you, you know, we reached out to everybody. You know, Chris said he's going to call them. And what I said was on there was that if you think that we should be at the parking lot, then you need to let the truck show know. Go to truckingshow.com. That's the Mid-America Trucking Show's website, truckingshow.com. There's contact points on there all over there. They got a little mark on there where you can contact them, and you can just let them know. And you don't have to do like any kind of big speech or anything. All you need to do is really there's a phone number or an email, whatever you need to do. And you call them. They say, hello, can I help you? Say, yes, I'm a truck driver, and I want Redneck and I's in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. Click. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do. And my dream is that a million people call, and their phone rings off the hook, and everybody says those exact words. I'm a truck driver, and I want Redneck and I's in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. That's all you got to say. You can send them an email. I'm a truck driver. I want Redneck and I's in the parking lot. Thank you very much. And that's all, an email. That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. Get 10,000 emails if they, you know, saying that same, that very same thing. That's all you got to say. Because you don't have to tell them why. I mean, you want to see Clay Walker. Clay Walker's a pretty good deal. That's a good gig to get to come to the truck show. Clay Walker, that's awesome. He's a good singer. He's a good performer. Hey, I'd like to see Clay Walker. Nobody asked me why. Why should I tell them why I want Redneck and I's in the parking lot? That's what I want. You know, if I'm the product, I'm the center of attention as an attendee of the truck show, they want me there. Okay. How can we get you to come to the truck show? Put Redneck and I's in the parking lot, and I'll be there every year. Plain and simple, nice and easy. That's it. That's how you get it done. So, we're going to step away here, and we're going to take a little break, and we appreciate everybody's support out there. So go check us out, RedneckandEyes.com. Don't forget our great sponsors at LTR Transportation and DPF Regeneration. You can check all those guys out. Like I said, we got links to our website. Also, we have our YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe to that. And we'll be right back. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler. at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Girl, you taught me how.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dave with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live Sunday, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. You can call in at 516-387-1733. Be part of the conversation. You just hit one. If you want to listen along, you just keep your headset on going down the road with the phone on and listen along. It's nice and easy that way. We're also on YouTube. We appreciate everybody on YouTube for watching and supporting and commenting on there. Appreciate everybody's support on that. Go subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't done already. Appreciate everybody doing that. And don't forget one of our great supporters, and that's Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. You can check them out, truckertools.com. You can download their app from the App Store. It's one of those where you can track, you know, you can book freight, track freight, and you can stops and truck stops and service centers and, you know, different places to get your truck on or dealerships or parking, even Walmarts. So, yeah, check them out, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. We appreciate their support. And like I said, when you give them a good comment, leave them a good comment, go rate the app on the App Store there, leave them a comment, let them know you appreciate them supporting Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So we're just going to keep rocking along here, and I think we got it's Greg hour now. It's Greg time now. Is that right?
That would be right. How you doing?
That would be right. I'm good. How you doing, bud?
Oh, hanging in there. Busy day today. I had a lot going on. I almost forgot about the show. I had a lot going on today. My phone broke. Got up this morning. My phone hadn't been charging all night, so I had to take it over and replace my phone today. And then the number didn't get transferred over into it. It was the show, and we was dealing with that. Hey. Then I was over. I had to go over and fix my trailer where the idiots poked a hole in the side of it the other day because they had to be in a big hurry, you know. Brand new trailer, 80-year old. They put a fork through it. With a fork inside of
them. See? Man. Oh, man. That is terrible.
Yeah, it is what it is. You know, what
that's
do you
right.
do?
It is what it is. What are you going to do? Yep. Man, oh, man. But, yeah.
Yep, just fix it and go on, you know. Can't be crying any bigger. Just do it and go on.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But yeah, so I think we've been doing good tonight, man. We got a lot of responses on YouTube, good comments on there, good comments on Facebook. I'm really excited about it. Of course, I'm learning all this, you know, trying to pay attention to the comments and everything. And then we've got a few phone calls on here listening along. So I'm pretty excited about tonight's show. I was thinking about skipping it because today was my mother's birthday, and we went down and we visited. Everybody met up with my mother's house. We kind of like all texted each other, hey, we'll see you there Saturday night. So we all showed up Saturday. Spent the night, got up this morning, had a nice big breakfast, and then took pictures and spent time together and all that. And then I hurried back to get back here so I can do the show. And I'm glad I did because everybody's paying attention to the show tonight. So I'm really excited about that.
No, you got to spend time with family, Ed. I mean, your
That's
radio
right.
show is one thing, but your mother, you know. Your parents come first. You know, everything else is second, you know, because, you know, they're only here for a little bit. And once they're gone. You'll wish you had them. Trust me.
That's right. That's
Take
right.
it from somebody that knows.
There you go. I appreciate that.
Spend as much time with them as you can while they're here.
There you go. I appreciate that. Yep. But yeah, I recorded me saying that call to action. We need people to call in to message us about living in Louisville because we need some help doing that. You know, we need people. We need support. I think that's the one thing we just need. We just need more support. And I you would agree with me that, you know, people call show management or whoever it is. I don't know who it is. The truck show, you know, truckingshow.com. There's a phone number on there. You call that phone number and you just tell them, I'm a truck driver. I want Redneck and Eyes in the parking lot. Thanks for taking my call. That's all you got to say.
Well, Like I said before, you know, it's just like Oido. Oido wants to sit around and preach, hey, strength in numbers. It works
right.
for them. It works for everybody else. They keep saying, hey, that's what you got to do. You got to have strength in numbers, okay? So we'll just go follow their lead, strength in numbers, people.
Yep, yep.
Do what you got to do. You know, I mean, it's out of our hands. There's nothing else we can do. It's either they do that and they give us permission to do it, or there will be, we will be, not be down there anymore. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Yep.
They don't want any charity there, and it's shown.
Yeah, they don't want any charity there. It's
right.
not
That's
for drivers. It's for they're chasing the money is what it is. As long as the corporations are there, the manufacturers, that's all they care about.
Yeah.
The white shirts. They don't care about the little guy, which is the drivers. They can care less.
And I think that's what the Mid-America Trucking Show, the one in Louisville. I always said that truck show was more trucker friendly because it was so big and because it was so
right.
spread out and because the parking lot was so big that you could park there. And I've always said that. Now it's becoming more of a corporate thing. Like I told people before that would tell us in Louisville, say, hey, you need to come down to the Dallas show. And I told y'all never been, but I've been. And I
right.
said, the Dallas show is not for truckers. The Dallas show is for the corporate people. That's why it's downtown. There's hardly any truck parking. That's what it's becoming now. It's becoming that now, where it's
yeah.
going to be just for the corporate people, just for the OEMs, just for the big wigs to walk around. And, you know, what did they say in that movie Titanic? They just pat each other on the back for being masters of the universe, you know?
Yep. You know, it's just like, I don't know. We've had the problem for years down there. I mean, they've never really got to the point where they started threatening to throw everybody out, you know, but now they are. And reason being, and I've said it, I don't care. I'll continue to say it. And, you know, they've lost the last 2 years of the shows and everything. So now they're trying to recoup all their money in 1 year and they don't, you know, hey, whatever. You know,
yep.
anybody that says no, they're not, prove me wrong.
Right.
Because that's what it looks like. You know, it just appears that. And basically, it's a read email. That's exactly what Toby is basically saying. Toby and Adam both are saying, you know, that we want as much truck parking as possible down there because we want your money, but we don't want you. That's basically what they're coming down to.
Right, right.
You know, we want your money, but, you know, once the show's over, we don't care about you. You know, once that show closes over there, you know, what have you left to do but go over there and sit in your truck? Yeah, you can sit around your truck and you can bring beer for your buddies or you can go, you know, fix you a hot dog if you've got that option, but how many of them don't have that option?
Right.
Who wants to sit there in a truck and stare out the windshield or sit around in a lawn chair when there was so much more that was going on?
Well, and then like they kept saying that there's a limit or there's a restriction on, like, if you want to set up a hibachi grill or whatever, you can't do it a certain
right.
way and there could be open flames and all that stuff like that. And it's like, okay, so by telling drivers that they have to cook for themselves or whatever, how many hibachi grills are you going to think I'll be out there now? You know,
well,
I mean,
I just want to know. I don't know who their sponsors is because they still haven't posted.
No, it does say TA.
Oh, does it say TA now? Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, that's okay.
It says TA, right.
Well,
yeah.
the question is, what they need to be asking them too is, what is TA going to do for the drivers that we did? You know,
yeah.
what are they, what have they got planned? What's TA going to do for them?
Well, I mean,
you know,
I remember.
Like I said before, what?
Yeah, no, what I was going to say
was
you remember that one morning on Thursday morning when the showers first opened up, they had like a dozen donuts right there. Like you could
yeah,
walk
oh,
in
yeah.
and pay for, and you had to pay for your shower and you got a free donut as long as you were the first people in the tent. If you were the 13th person, you were SOL.
Yeah, the way TA's going at it, if you're real lucky and you get to your app on time, you might be able to reserve a parking spot there before they're all taken up.
They might do that.
I'm waiting on that to be next.
Well,
they're controlling everything
else.
You
said that Papa John's
yep.
parking lot is going to be filled with all those yellow signs that say to reserve
yep.
a spot, go to the app.
That's right. Yep, go to the app, reserve
awesome.
A parking spot.
Yep, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be.
I mean, what's to keep them from doing it? They're controlling everything else, and they're letting them
yeah.
do everything, and they're not doing anything for the drivers, which they don't do anything for the drivers at the truck stops. Their markup is phenomenal on their stuff, and they don't want you in there. They want you. That's why they're taking all the restaurants out.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting fast
yep.
food in there. They want you to come in, get your fuel, grab you a damn, you know, burger. Oh, the drivers. Oh, we appreciate the drivers. They, you know, eat healthy. The drivers got to eat more healthy. Yeah, grab this damn taco and get the hell out of here and get going.
That's right. That's right.
We don't want you.
Yeah. You know,
that's crazy.
One of the things about the truck show, too, I remember from a documentary I watched about social media, you know, it's all free. You know, you go to the truck show, it's free. Free parking, free tickets, it's free. Okay? They want you there. Okay? Now, what's not free is anything that you want. So when you show up and you want something to eat, you got to buy it. If you want something to drink, you got to buy it. If you want any of those products, you got to buy it. So the thing is, though, is they want you there. They'll say, you can show up for free. You can park for free. Well, in the social media world, if everything that you – to get you to get there is free and you don't have to pay for it, then you are the product. They want you there.
Nothing in life is free.
So when you show up there
free,
yeah, they're going to get that out of you. They're going to get everything they can out of you, and that's what they're pushing for. They're pushing for you to buy more food at the show, buy more – stuff, you know, because you don't need it and all that. And what we've always done is that, you know, it's like you're going to see a guy now, he's probably going to be selling hibachi grills at the truck show. You know, hey, buy this grill so you can cook your dinner tonight because there ain't nobody else going to cook for you.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, go over there, buy a bottle of water over there at the show and see what it costs you. Go over there, $4. Tim said $4. Yeah, I'll go over there and get you a sandwich over and see what. By the time you get over there and you eat, get you something to drink and eat, well, you know, you're pretty much, you know, they're taking away from that. So that's money that you ain't going to be able to buy product with. So, you know, but exactly. Trump shows getting that money.
Exactly.
Dabbing the university. So I ain't giving them nothing for nothing. They ain't giving me nothing. I ain't giving them nothing.
That's right. That's right.
But back to the convoys, Ed.
Okay. There
the
you
convoy
go.
Up there in Canada. Boy, they're getting done up there, and they're raising hell up there.
So did you hear me when I talked about it? I pulled up CNN, did a report, and they did that today. So it got published today. They did a report, CNN did. Now, CNN says that there are threats of violence, people being assaulted, and there are racial slurs and signs that have racial, the threats on there. And they said that they're being that the hospital workers that are around the corner are being prevented from getting to their job, and the police chiefs had to come out and say if anybody is blocking the path of any hospital ambulance or what else do they call it the police or fire, if anybody's blocking that, they'll be dealt with, those, you know, severely dealt with and all that. And then I'm watching the video and I'm like, okay, show the video, show me the evidence that this is happening, and there's nothing. No pictures or video of anybody being beaten up or had been beaten up. There's no signs or any kind of people yelling out any kind of racist or racial, you know, problems or anything like that. There's nothing happening. The only people that seem to be upset, severely upset, are the residents, the people that live in that downtown Ottawa area, because you guys are blowing these horns too loud. I'm suffering. Leave me alone. Go away.
All right, go get Trudeau's ass out there then and turn him over, and then we'll see where we go. Then we'll get out of here. When we get what we want, you'll get what you want. Simple as that.
I mean, well, that's what I said.
As far as the violence and everything, the police chief and them come right out the other day up there in Ottawa and had a press conference and said that was the most peaceful protest that he had ever seen. There is none. There will be none. They're not interfering in it. They're letting them go because people have the right to a peaceful protest, and that's the way
you know
it is.
I remember hearing that was not in the CNN report.
And he was trying to get the military to come in there, and the military said no. There's no reason. They got no reason to come in there. There's no reason to come in there.
Right.
So now they're getting ready to do the same thing down here, which I like their idea. I do. And we know the ones that's you know, get ready to do it, that's kicking it off, and that's all good. They're good people, but I don't know. They're not going to do it until March 1st. I mean, I'm sure they got good reasons for doing it March 1st, but I just think that, in my opinion, they're dragging their feet. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'll be right there with them. They want to do it, I'll be right there with them.
But I think they're
dragging their feet. They should be doing it right now. While Canada's doing it, we should be going down to D.C. right now.
Yep. Well, they
you know,
said that.
Both countries at the same time.
They said Facebook took down the Facebook page or the group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it don't fit their narrative. Well, yeah, they don't want it. They don't want it out. Well, it don't matter because they're starting another group.
They did.
They started another group. What is it? The People's Convoy.
The People's Convoy, yeah.
The People's Convoy 2022. Go to the People's Convoy. Mike Landis, Brian Brass is the leader of it. And then Michael Landis is in there.
I don't remember Jeremy's last name.
And
there we go. Yep.
Jeremy. But
Trish might know.
Trish might know. Just said, but my opinion is I'm looking, I don't know, Tiff and I talked about it a little bit last night.
Just the People's Convoy.
Yes, just the People's Convoy. That's the name of it, the People's Convoy.
Just the People's Convoy.
No, People's Convoy.
People's Convoy. Okay.
She's sending you an invite right now. Tiff and I was talking about it. If they want to play their games down at the truck show, that starts the 20th. They're thinking about starting that March 1st.
That is the date they've already set.
That's a date that they've already set to leave California, and they're going to start marching across the states, across the United States, and everybody's just going to fall in with them as they come by. And we have seriously thought about, again, it, you know, people down there, whatever that they're going to do, they're having it hard enough. Well, food, you know, they're going to have food. Now, if they can't get enough food, why not go down and help? A lot of these charity groups don't want to do that. You want to do something? Get into that.
There you go.
Go down there
like
and provide
that.
Some free food for them.
Yep.
What better way to get your name out there, too? Get in with the deal. Let them be seen.
Yep. It's the People's Convoy. It's a public Facebook group. And they got a cool little logo on there. It's a circle logo, and it's got American, but it's Amera,
right,
with the America, and then it's got Canadian, the C-A-N, and it's American. And I think that's pretty cool.
Right.
But yeah, man, let's get it.
Right.
So what time did they say it was going to start? Like when? What day was it?
It's supposed to be starting, as what I've heard, is March 1st. They're
okay.
Going to start rolling out of California on March 1st.
They're going to do a press conference with all the updates of everything.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a press conference with updates on everything. So watch Fox News, because they've been on Fox News the other night.
A couple different times.
So just watch that. Follow them. And they're going to put stuff out, information out as it starts. And it's not just – it's for the mandates – the vaccine mandates, it's the school, you know, the or what they're doing with the kids, everything. I mean, everything. It's nothing. It's not to do with just the truckers. You know, yeah, the way we're being treated too, we can't go across the border unless you're vaccinated. They can't come down here. You know, it's nonsense. There's no proof of that. And that's what they're fighting.
There you go.
They're fighting for a cause. So, you know, it's... You know, what they're mad about is it's going to take money out of Big Pharma's pocket. It's going to take money out of Joe and, never mind, Kamala's, you know. Yeah. So we'll leave it there. We'll leave it there.
Yep.
But, yeah, just follow them. But that's what's going on. And I thought, you know, take it into the show. What better way to do it? Get everybody together and go down there and start that.
Yeah.
Take the pick up the trailer, set the roasters up, throw a bunch of food together, go down there, start fixing our chili and sloppy joes and stuff, and start.
They'd appreciate us.
Down there, yeah. At least you'd be doing something for somebody that will actually appreciate what you're doing.
Yep. So we got a question on YouTube. One of our good fans, Chris, on there, he doesn't have Facebook, so he's on YouTube. And we're trying to figure out if there's a way he can stay in contact with those people without actually having to be on Facebook. But
give me a minute.
Here, Getter. There's an app called Getter. Getter.
And Brian Brass is on there, and that's where they're going to move everything over.
Brian Brass is the one that's on there. Since they kicked him off Facebook, banned them from Facebook, they got on this app called Getter. And that's where they're doing everything now, is through Getter. G-E-T-T-E-R.
Yep, I'm looking it up, too.
The guy that started it, his name is Brian Brass.
Brase. Brase, okay, yeah.
Brase, okay.
Brian underscore
Brase. Brase.
I think it's G-E-T-T-E-R.
That's the app that they're G-E-T-T-E-R.
I thought it's just R.
Yeah, G-E, Greg, Edward, Tom, Edward, Robert. G-E-T-T-E-R.
And it looks like it's holding, the app has a red flame, like a thing that the point.
Yeah, but it's not an E-R. It's just G-E-T-T-R.
G-E-T-T-E-R.
Wait a minute.
She spelled it wrong. It is R then.
If you look it up, it's G-E-T-T-R. Yep, G-E-T-T-R.
He's telling me the way it is.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we got it. Hey.
Get it.
Hey.
All right.
Hey,
I spelled it like it's properly spelled.
Greg, don't yell at me. You want to yell at somebody, Robbie's on here. You can yell at him.
No, I don't even talk to him.
Yeah, I know. He didn't. I called him yesterday, and he didn't want to talk to me.
I was busy yesterday. In fact, I forgot all about it. I've been busy, man. A phone broke. I had to replace the phone. I've been trying to patch the side of my trailer. The TV blew up the truck. I got to fix that. It snowed like hell around here. It ain't been doing nothing but snowing. It's colder than hell. So, you know, it is what it is. I got a busy man here.
Busy playing with that clicker in the living room.
I ain't been playing no clicker. Wrong again, Junior.
You sit around too much.
My question to you is, why are you going out and buying a new tire when you could have had that one plugged, patched?
Well, it was too close to the sidewall, man.
They said it was too close to the sidewall.
I looked at it. It was right at the sidewall. The screw went sideways, dude.
It don't matter. Put a patch in the corner of that. It'd take it. Put a catch plug in there, ream it out, put a plug up through there, pull it up through there, roll it out in there. Get it done, man. Hit it. Send it.
It's already done deal.
What do? Get rid of the tire?
Case credit.
Oh, they'll give you a case credit for it, but they wouldn't patch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a screw job. That was a brand new tire. And they got a brand new tire for a case and credit.
And Maggie's dad's fighting it too.
Okay. Cool. But man, yeah, I tell you what, been something else.
Wow. But yeah, anyhow, that's that website. So I've been following them because I'm thinking, you know, if nothing else, all else fails, may go on to bigger and better things. I may go down there and get into that. At least we can put our flags, our banners, our signs, everything on and go ride.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, the truck, hook it to the trailer, throw our stuff in there, hook it to that pickup, ride, cowboy, ride. Go right on along with the rest of them.
There you go.
One of them deals, like if you don't participate, you ain't got to ruin the bitch. You know, they say if you don't vote, don't bitch. You know, go the way you want. So it is what it is there. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But it was unfortunate that they, you know, they started it March 1st, which, like I said, it's their deal, you know, and I'm behind them all the way on whatever they decide. But I feel like they're dragging their feet. I think it should have been done a lot quicker. But I'm not the only one that feels like that. But I understand. But I first heard, somebody was saying, which I don't know, it wasn't them, but somebody said, you know, they got to apply for permits. And they're like, no, you don't need a permit when you're doing that. Canada didn't get a permit. They just rode their ass up in there. Farm tractors. Now there's people, cars and pickup trucks. And now they had people from I forget where it was, Calgary, Alberta, somewhere. Now they're in their own horseback, man. They got people riding in their own horses.
Man.
I mean, that's hundreds of them coming in their own horseback.
Yeah.
And Trudeau said, Trudeau said just a small fringe minority. Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
I'm just curious to see what Biden says when they all come in there. Come on, Joe, let's go to the basement for some ice cream.
No, I was going to say, he's going to say, what? He's going to be sitting there and he's like, you know, it sure is louder here than the past couple of days. What's going on out there? You know, and he's like, oh, I love that. Look at that. Yeah, he's probably going to be standing out there in the lawn pulling his hand saying, hey, honk that horn. Woohoo. Let's go, Brandon. Woohoo.
Let's go, Brandon. I don't know.
That's what they said. Joe Biden came out there and said, please, people, stop that. He actually thinks his name is Brandon.
Yeah. That's funny. They showed that one on Facebook yesterday. He done that, whatever it was, press conference or whatever he did. Anyhow, she goes up there and grabbed him by the hand, let him like a little two-year-old
him
off stage so he wouldn't fall. You see that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that incoherent son of a, never mind. I gotta keep it family oriented here. What a piece of work. A piece of work. I'm starting me a GoFundMe because they're all gonna be after me before it's over with.
Yeah, we need we're on here now, we're gonna start raising money for Greg's defense fund.
Yep. So I'm gonna have to.
Yep.
Whatever.
That's fun stuff. Fun stuff.
What they call it? I'm gonna have to go into what they call that?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. You'll think of it, and it'll come to me.
Yep. Like Joe, I'm a little slow sometimes.
A little slow.
Witness protection. That's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to go to witness protection.
Yeah. That's only if you flip on somebody. So you might have to go tell on your other truck driver buddies up there, you know. You got to give something to get something.
I flip, but it's always the wrong way.
I know, right? Oh,
I don't know.
Hmm.
How's the weather been down there?
Yeah, it's been chilly down here. Well, it's been, you know, like it's been like, you know, in the 30s, like 38, 39 degrees, man. It's been cold.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
When I went up to Central Texas yesterday evening, there was still ice on the ground. Like I almost slipped and fell in the parking lot because there's still ice on the concrete. So I didn't even, you know, realize it. Like I've been living in Corpus all this time. There ain't no ice down here.
Put chains on that Harley before you left.
Yeah, right. There's still like the you know how the snow accumulates on the little eaves of the roofs and stuff like that. It's all over the place up there still because it's still cold. I mean, the wind's still blowing. It still feels like it's like 34 or 35 degrees. So that's cold in Texas.
That's why I ain't coming to Texas. Last year I come to Texas about this time and I ended up spending 4 days down there. The hell with that place.
Right. But yeah, no, it's today was pretty nice. The sun was shining until I got down to Corpus. It's been overcast, but the sun's shining, so it's coming out slowly but surely. You know, it's supposed to be in the 40s and 60s next weekend, so it'll be good.
Yeah, it was 40-some degrees here today, and it's supposed to be like that again tomorrow.
45.
There you go.
It's supposed to be 45 here tomorrow.
Now that's
so
the high.
We might be able to see the concrete out here in the driveway tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, man.
I blowed all the snow off of a snowblower again for the third or fourth time this year. I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, Thursday. I left 2 weeks ago on Tuesday.
You want to know what it's going to be down in Phoenix next week? I'm going to be in a T-shirt all week.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just being a Richard.
Or maybe I should say Richard. It's always got to be a Richard.
Uh, next Thursday, 78 degrees for a high.
You need to get your ass out of there and get back to work.
No.
So you won't be there. You won't be there in it either.
What?
You.
Be in what?
I said you better get your ass out of there and get back to work. So you won't be there in it either.
No.
No.
I'm gonna stay home all week.
Okay.
He's starting to sound like Donnie now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Donnie's ever going back to work.
Donnie, I think Donnie's worked a week, I think, since Christmas.
Hey.
More than a week since Christmas.
Not much more.
I'm going on to week number 3 of the year.
Week number 3 of the year.
Yeah, but two of them was spent coming out to Texas and getting that trailer and back home. Prove me wrong.
So I gotta count something.
All right. Yeah, man.
So what else is going on?
Man, nothing else, man. We're just, like I said, tidying up here, telling everybody about the show here tonight. But other than that, you know, been working. And, you know, that's the other cool thing about Redneck and I is people need to know that, you know, we're just a bunch of truck drivers. We work for a living. And if we're not on here doing this radio show, kicking back or cutting up or whatever, you know, we're out there doing our own thing. So, you know, the funny thing is, I do a little shuttle deal where I meet up with other drivers, and the other drivers, they called in, man. They said, no, it's too cold. We ain't running. And they're out of, like, Waco and Dallas. The Dallas area pretty much shut down again just for that one day, one or two days, because it was just too cold, you know. So must be nice, huh? I told them, I said, they're a bunch of pansies because, you know, in Nashville, Detroit, Indianapolis, they're all running.
Huh.
Yep.
Wow.
But other than that, you know, like I said, we're just getting through it and getting ready for the show. I think we're, like I said, we're coming up to the end of our 2 hours here, and I appreciate everybody joining us tonight and everything. But, I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. That's how we do it.
Just imagine, man. Just think. It was pretty quiet tonight. You didn't have to listen too much to my nonsense tonight because I didn't call in till later.
But we did have a lot going on because we had other people commenting. I mean, I was this time around, I actually paid attention to the comments, so I responded to the comments, and people kept commenting.
Right.
So that's a good thing. So we had a lot of viewers and comments on there, and then, of course, we got some people calling in, listening along. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Holly was on there listening tonight for a little bit.
Yep,
Holly's on
good.
There now.
See? She can call in.
Open up line on her like you do me.
Just hit it.
Just hit her line and open it up on her like you do me all the time. Say, hey, you're on whether you want to or not.
Right.
You never give me that option.
You don't get that option.
Yeah, you don't get that option.
Damn it, man.
Damn it, boy.
What?
Damn it, boy.
Listen here, my boy.
Listen here. Listen.
Yeah,
you don't
listen,
get that
listen,
option.
My boy.
Listen, my boy, you don't get to that option. No,
all right, y'all.
One comment I had on, you know, like over at the truck show, apparently they want us to live off of nachos and pretzels all out of the concession stands. That's it.
I just,
and don't
like
want
I said,
us over there.
Yep.
Us hey, over there, you know, giving them a decent
there
meal.
There she is. What, hey, what's going on?
This is Jerry, the manager of Young Pet Creature here.
How you doing, bud?
I just wanted to say the Superverse is out now. It is the hottest fucking album ever, I'm telling you.
I have no idea what that was. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. I think that was... Yeah, that was the guy getting ready for the I think he was talking about the Chinese, I think is what he was. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Holly's number is a 720 number.
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either.
Yeah.
Lollipop, lollipop, old chicken lollipop.
Oh my goodness. But I tell you what, I'm all ready to wrap it up. I think this week's in the show. I mean, I tell you what, I'm ready to take a nap.
Yeah. If Holly ain't gonna come in there for a couple minutes, yeah, I think it's time to wrap it up before we get another call like that.
Yeah. No, and we'll do it next week too, because Holly's gonna call in next week too, because there ain't no football on, so she's gonna be calling every week now from now on.
Is that right? I hope so.
There you go.
She was damn sure on a roll with the meeting last week. Get her on the radio station, man. I'm just going to sit back and copy the mail for a while, sit here and listen, pay attention. Maybe she could teach me something.
There you go. But, yeah, I think we're going to wrap it up. You guys okay with that?
Yep, I'm good with it.
Cool deal. But, yeah.
Hey, Holly, Robbie, Ed, everybody, have a good evening.
All right, now.
We'll talk next time.
I will. As soon as I get home, I'll be nice and warm.
What do you mean, so you get home? I thought you was home.
Nope.
Oh, that's right.
I got another 400 miles to go.
Holly just reminded me.
You ain't made it home yet.
Nope. I'll be home.
I'm sorry, Robbie. I owe you an apology. I thought you was already home.
No, nope. Hey, Greg, Holly just reminded me, and she's correct, that there probably won't be a show next week. Because it's Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And I know I got a party
to go
to.
Right.
Yep. But I got a party to go to, too. So, yeah. Yeah, we'll be kicking back and relaxing.
I got a party to go to, too. Right out there in that Brock Freightliner somewhere, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, y'all. I'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Y'all be safe.
All right.
Have a good one.
Yep.
All right. Later.
All right. Good deal. All right. Good deal. Yeah. So, I was just reminded because I totally forgot because I'm kind of spaced out over all the other stuff going on. But next week we'll probably won't have a show. We'll skip the show because I'll be visiting other people during the Super Bowl, which is about the same time that we do the podcast. So we won't be doing the podcast next week because it'll be the Super Bowl. And of course, hey, it's a good party. You guys watch the Super Bowl. It's a lot of fun. You know, even if you're not into football, there's a lot of stuff going on with that, and it's always a good thing. And, you know, if everybody talks about, oh, they're woke and all that stuff, nah, they're not really that much anymore. They've kind of gotten off of that, you know. And I'll just say this. It's never going to stop. It's never going to stop. You know, the one voice, one, you know, it's all going to always happen like that. You know, I just want to see grown men bang each other upside the head. That's what I want to see. And that's good football. So that's what I want to see. So that's what I'm going to be watching. But yeah, you can check us out, redneckandnines.com. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And don't forget to go check out our great sponsors. And that's LTR Transportation, Load to Ride Transportation, LTRTransportation.com. Give them a holler. And we appreciate all their support. And don't forget the others is DPF Regeneration, DPFRegeneration.com. And, of course, Trucker Tools, the app for truckers. Go download it at the app stores. And that's TruckerTools.com. Go check them out. So looks like it's going to be a couple of weeks. We'll be back here. We'll be talking about things. If there's any other things going on with the protest or convoy or all that, we'll be sure to make sure we share all that stuff to our Facebook page and, of course, to our YouTube channel as well. And I'll try to get on here when I can live to talk about updates that I have on that stuff. So we get any kind of stuff like that. You know, like I said, pay attention. Watch out for that. We'll keep you updated on that. We appreciate everybody's support on that. Like I said, go check us out, redneckandnines.com. Don't forget to go do all that kind of stuff. And we appreciate everybody's support on that and different things that we got going on there. But keeping going on that and everything be just fine. So just continue to pay attention to our YouTube channel and our Facebook page. And, of course, if you need links to all that stuff, you can go check it out at redneckandnines.com. You can go listen to our shows as a podcast form on Unplugged Radio Network, and that's on blogtalkradio.com. We'll share that link on our Facebook page as well. And like I said, we appreciate everybody's support out there. Give the Truck Show a call. You can contact them at truckingshow.com, and just leave them a message. Send them an email or give them a call and just say, I'm a truck driver. I want Reagan Nick and I's in the parking lot. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. That's all you got to say. And let them know. That's what we want you to do. Is just let them know you want, and if you are any kind of charity or other trekking group, and you've been trying to set up in a parking lot, and you've been trying to do that for a while, or you have been in the past, and they told you this year you can't, send us an email, redneckandeyes@usa.com. Let us know. We're trying to get everybody on the same page on that and try to find, get much information out to people as much as possible. And if you live in the Louisville area and you support Redneck and Eyes, and you might have a little time on your hands, give us a shout, and we'd like to talk to you about helping us out. And redneckandeyes@usa.com. Just give us a shout. Let us know. We can really use your help. So let us know on that. But until then, this is Redneck and Eyes. Everybody stay safe, stay successful, and keep between the ditches. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Sometimes late at night, see your picture by the dashboard light. It takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I need. Still I drive these horses.